Hey guys, it's Nikki.
It's Heather.
And it's Stacy.
And we are your hosts of Murder Shows and Comfy Clothes. I finally have all of you back.
Yay! I know.
We're all here.
Rocking this shit out by myself.
Right.
But you
know. You do a good job.
Whatever. So we have a super, super fun filled episode today. I'm super excited. Let's just jump right into
it's
our
gonna be a fun one.
Episode
it
10.
Is. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
I didn't say
woop,
it.
Woop, woop.
10, ladies. We have done 10. This is our 10th episode. So we're going to make this one fun. We're always unfiltered, so that's just a given. But let's jump right into our disclaimer so we can get the show on the road.
The fun one started.
All right, here we go. We're not experts nor detectives. All information provided in today's episode is public knowledge and personal opinions. They are in no reflection of Loco Network or the Missouri Department of Corrections or any affiliated sponsors. We talk murder and have foul mouths, so listeners' discretion is
highly advised.
Hot damn, I did it without fucking it up.
And round of applause.
And you even added more stuff to
right?
it.
Right? 10 episodes in, and she's got
finally
it.
Got it,
fucking
folks.
Did
she's
it.
Finally got it.
She threw her paper down.
My drop.
So today we have a special guest with us today, and he's looking at us like we're crazy.
Like we all said.
So I'm super excited. We're super grateful for him to be here, taking time to talk to us. But before we dive into that, we're going to go over a few things because, you know, we get off track and ADD is real around here.
Oh, yeah. But can we at least announce who the fucker is?
Well, I'm going to give him his own intro.
Oh, okay.
Bum,
okay.
Bum, bum. There you go. See? Okay.
It helps with the suspense.
Right.
Who it is.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So, episode 10. How excited are we?
I mean, come on. Can't
I'm
you
ready?
Tell?
I know.
And
right?
The fact that all three of us are back together, that's. Yeah,
I know, right? So let's just kind of go over how the journey started. Basically, we did this before, but basically just started with me saying, hey, y'all, I think we should do a podcast. And they both were like, okay.
I was actually out to eat with my husband that night. And I was like, oh, me and Stacey are going to start a podcast. He's like, say what?
Yeah. I was like,
he's
oh,
like, you
okay.
Don't even have equipment. I said, we got our hookups.
The ball just started rolling from there. Honestly.
It was just like a boom, boom, boom there.
Right. I know. Adam was like, so Heather said, I'm like, well, he's like, you didn't say nothing. I'm like, well, it kind of happened really fast. I didn't
really
know Heather
fast.
Was going to come the next day and be like, oh, we're doing a podcast.
You know,
so it all came together really quickly. It's been a blast. It's been a hell of a journey. It's definitely brought a lot of like
Mexican food together.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Yes.
I mean, just a minute, y'all. That's the only reason why I do this. I gotta have my sauce and chips.
I know we've right. talked about it, but do they understand? Like, it's after every episode. Margaritas and chips and salsa.
I drink iced water. I don't do margaritas.
Oh yeah.
Well, you're missing out because their margaritas
are amazing.
So basically, it brought us all. I mean, we were always together. We were always close, but it's just brought us something fun to do. So I don't know, like for everybody else, but. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. And these past 9 episodes have definitely been a journey and a lot of, I don't feel like it. But then when I do it, I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So fun.
It's just that learning curve. I mean,
yeah.
Figuring it all out, not
so
knowing.
So much came at us so fast. We did not expect it to be
what it
had turned out to be. The support and everything we've gotten has been phenomenal. And
we just keep on building that empire.
There you go.
Right, building an empire.
Was it like, share, comment? What do they say? What do the YouTube guys say? Like, share, comment, or
right.
something?
With their little fingers.
The girl's
your
favorite.
I'm pointing also, by the way.
Yeah. So let's do a quick recap of our episodes. Episode 1, we have Jesse Driscoll with the murders of an elderly couple, Johnny and Colleen Wilson.
It was pretty brutal. Yep.
I
remember that one. That was a rough one.
Especially for our first one.
Yeah, that was.
I feel like it was a really deep one for
it
our
was.
First one.
Yep.
We did do an update on him, though.
Mm-hmm.
He had used his final appeal.
Right.
Yep.
According to what this... the system says. Mm-hmm. So that was a fun update. It's kind of the only update we've really had. Other people have either deceased or just serving out their sentence. Yeah. Episode 2, we have Lisa Montgomery and the murder of Bobby Jo Stennett.
She did.
That one, yeah, that one was the young pregnant mother who was brutally murdered, having her baby cut out. Lisa has since been executed back in January of 2021. Let's see. Episode 3, we got Clay Waller and the murder of his wife, Jackie Waller. This was a domestic abuse case.
Yep. Okay.
He was a real monster. And I think this was one of my favorites, just because, unfortunately, the quality we recorded in, that's the one we did on Zoom.
Yeah.
But it was one of my favorite cases to cover because it was, like, the justice that was served afterwards was really fun to, like, he had thought he beat the system.
Right.
And it was like, haha, no, you didn't. Episode 4, we got Terry Blair. The Blair family.
That was crazy. Twists and turns and family trees.
Yeah, and we went into the real a real life serial killer.
Yeah,
Not movie style.
Wasn't he like one of the first Missouri serial killers? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I know it's not like it wasn't like movie. It was like the real life. This dude is fucked up in the head, and his family.
Right, the whole family.
Episode 5, Stacey Lannert and the murder of her father. She was the one that was sexually abused, basically pushed to her limits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was a rough one.
Yeah. That was like the true definition of snap.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Like.
So, episode 6, I giggled when I was writing this down. Carmen Deck.
Oh, because we did have a whole... Carmen. Is it Carmen Carmel?
Carman.
Yeah, Carman.
Right. And the death of James and Zelma Long. This was another elderly couple situation that really didn't need to end the way that it did. Another brutal murder. Episode 7, our very, very first missing person case, Amanda K. Jones.
That one hit hard, too.
That one is my favorite. I don't know. For some reason, I have her and that little baby in my heart all the time.
Yeah. It definitely hit, like I said, because that was one of the ones that we had our first interview.
Mm-hmm.
It really hit home talking to the family.
Right.
That was the big, like, milestone.
Right.
Actually the family and hearing that side of it.
Yeah. And it actually opened the door for episode 8. Which we traveled to Florida for another missing person case for Miss Gianna Jones, who was the mother that went missing, again, under very... suspicious circumstances.
Very, very suspicious circumstances.
Episode 9, we got Karen Clowers and the murder of Ruth Ann.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was
Ruth Ann Madden, and that was the episode that Kaylin joined me on.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun.
You guys did awesome.
I know, she was so excited.
I was so proud of her.
I'm getting text messages from the other kids.
Uh-oh.
Why didn't I get to go on? You told me we couldn't go to the studio, blah, blah, blah. Kaylin got to do it. Better talk to you and Nikki.
Hey, you know. I'll pull them in. They know. And Nikki don't play.
You have some work here.
Yes, I'm going to put your ass to work, too. So I kind of, like I said, I went over my favorite. What was your favorite, Stace?
I think detail-wise, it was Driscoll.
You think?
Yeah, I think just because of the complexity of it and, like, how brutal it was.
He's a fucked up dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, that one was, brutal.
I'm just watching.
Yeah, that one was brutal. So that.
Yeah. So okay, so we went over that. I'm trying to get our stuff out the way because once we move on, I'm gonna be so excited because I'm gonna be so focused on other shit. I want to make sure we get the important shit out.
Right. Right.
So we've been talking about between all of us, where do we go from here. We never expected all the listens. You know, we have episodes that got 100 listens plus, and that was honestly, I was like, we did this, and I was like, y'all, I don't know. I mean, we may have 5 people listen to us. I don't know. But it's fun, and we should just do it.
Us 3 and 2 others.
Exactly, right.
Right, but it's turned out amazing, and the support has been so real.
Right.
But it made us sit down and evaluate, like, what does murder shows and comfy clothes look like going forward? So couple quick recaps, and our going forward process. We are now on Spotify.
Woo woo!
You can find us on there at Murder Shows and Comfy Clothes on Loco. It's connected to the Loco Network, obviously. We launched our merch.
That's exciting.
And I'm so excited to start wearing my hoodie.
You'd have it on today. Yesterday when we went grocery.
I checked the weather twice today to see if it was like cool enough for me to wear.
It was 81.
Put it on your butt.
It got hot.
Wrap it around your waist.
Yeah. We've met some amazing people. We've met some amazing resources. I've decided to do something that I've been giving a lot of thought to. I haven't really announced it, but I will today.
Woo!
I'm going back to school beginning in October to pursue my degree in criminal justice.
Imagine that.
I know, right? I know. So that starts in October, so that's going to be an eventful journey for me.
You're going to do great.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I know, we all are.
I feel like a big old mama.
Do we get to study along with you so we can be going to classes too?
Because we were setting up the basement for me to get ready, and Story was like, oh, this was fun. I was really excited to help, you know, to help set all this up. And I was like, it's like the daughter sending the mom off to college right. instead of the mom sending the daughter off to college. Yep. It was a really cute moment.
Yeah.
We do, however, have an announcement, and this is typically where I would insert, this is where it gets hard to hear. So we're going to insert that here, and we're going to let Miss Stacy take it away from here for a little bit. Yeah. So.
All right, y'all. This is going to be my last episode. I'm going to let these two ladies, who are more than capable of taking care of, FYI, they've been doing most of it anyways. I've just kind of been like the, oh yeah, that's awesome. So you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Well, yeah. And she's not gone forever.
Absolutely.
I mean, she can't get rid of us. So I'm sure she'll time to time pop in.
I better be able to.
And she'll always be in the background. I'm gonna call her and be like, hey, I ain't got time to do this. Can you look this up for me? So she ain't gonna be gone forever.
Just stepping back.
Yeah.
You're still gonna make her post on Facebook.
Oh yeah. Oh no. That's still happening.
Yeah. So you know, life shit happens. Life happens. We started this journey not really knowing what it was gonna be or where it was gonna take us, and you know, things change. So we're gonna rock this shit out like we always do and move forward. So enough of the mushy shit. let's jump into the real excitement and why we're all here. Wait. We booked our Missouri State Pen Tour we've been talking about.
That's right.
So October 16th from 2 to 5 p.m., we're actually going to make a whole day out of it. So if anybody wants to join, we will provide the link to purchase your tickets. Let us all know if you want to go, if you want to join in. Like I said, we're going to plan a day out of it.
That sounds like a good little Halloween get together for everyone.
Oh, so, no, girl, just hold up.
October 16th, we're doing that. Okay. We'll post it.
We're going on a field trip.
Yes.
A field trip.
Also, November 6th, we're going to plan a girls' night, guys' night, hell, I don't really care. But we're going to do the Hunter Killer case. Those things you see online, like where you get to do your own little case file.
I've heard they're hard, y'all.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Me too.
So we're going to do that. We're going to plan it out probably in the boonies. There'll be booze, bonfire.
Oh. I'm like, oh, so that'll be even creepier.
Oh, it's going to be so creepy. I'm so excited. So November 6th, we're going to do that. We'll also put all them details up. October 16th, we're doing the pen tour.
Ooh, anybody that wants to come. Big stuff coming up.
Yeah. So we got big plans. But...
Hold up. So this is where my good news comes in.
Oh, okay.
Nikki had good news. Well, Stacey didn't have good news. She had shitty fucking news. Hey, my good news comes in while I was out, you know, laying on the ocean or the beach, whatever you want to call it. My husband decided he was going to buy us a house.
Well.
So that's where we would be doing the booze, bonfire, and everything. We got 5.5 acres. I mean, you know, I'm sure it's pretty spooky out there at night. I haven't been out there yet myself. But
I'm thinking.
So, you know.
Better grab a tent.
Well, exactly. 5.5 acres. Yep. Grab a tent. Bring an air mattress.
Yep.
We gonna do this.
I'm excited.
I know.
Me too.
Fall weather.
Bring a side dish.
Yes. Okay. I think we waited long enough. I know he's waited long enough.
I know. He's been very patient.
Right. He just keep on looking at all of us like we're fucking nuts.
He's like, these ladies.
He's been around it.
But
he's
today,
used to it.
I know. He's like, yeah, tell me about it. Today we have correction officer, Mr. Keener Harris.
Woo-hoo. Hello.
You can say hi.
Oh, howdy.
Look at him,
howdy. Motherfucker grew up in North County. He's gonna say howdy.
Fuck yourself.
He country. But we brought him in, pick his brain.
Right.
He's the current correction officer. Previous current past other prisons as well. So we're gonna pick his brain, and we're basically just gonna ask him a bunch of fucking questions. And
let's do it. I got a lot.
Jump in. I know.
I got some questions.
So, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you've worked, how long, what got you into the field.
I started at Farmington Correctional Center. It's the minimum security prison in Farmington, Missouri. I went about a year and a half there. During that time, we had an opportunity to go to Bonterre, ERDCC, and help with. They're so short-staffed, and then the COVID hit, and that just ruined the staffing. So I went there for about a month, about four other guys working there, and it's a diagnostics and a maximum medium. Diagnostics is where you come in off the county, and you're getting processed through. I worked both sides. That's where I fell in love with, like, the level 5 atmosphere.
Level 5 is
the
serious?
Maximum security. Okay. I just like the chaos and the constant something going on.
Keeps you on your toes?
Yeah.
Every day it's different. Monotony.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then me and a couple of buddies, we transferred from Farmington to Potosi Correctional Center. And that's the level 5. You got mediums and minimums there too. But that's where they house the death row inmates.
We've had a couple of them that's been there that we've talked about, right?
Yeah, we've covered a couple of
them.
Yeah,
a couple death row. Yeah.
So.
I think, that's exciting. So, okay, I guess I'll jump in with some of my questions. We had a couple questions sent in, which we'll get into those as well. But I want to know, how do they get contraband inside the prisons? Like, how does that go about? Or is it like common?
Oh yeah, it's common. So they can get it in through visiting. Typically, I can't strip search a citizen coming in off the street. The most I can do is throw them through a metal detector.
Okay.
But they can easily slip stuff in.
Oh, then yeah. You guys don't do a pat down or?
No.
Really?
Yeah,
I was not expecting that because there's definitely stuff coming in then. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Like, before the offenders get into the visiting room, they have to go through a strip search, and then they're given completely different clothes and everything else.
Oh, okay, so, like, the inmates are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're offenders.
Offenders. Oh, sorry. Oh, is that what you guys have to refer to them as?
That's the politically correct term Missouri wants to use.
Okay, all right. Offenders.
But
okay.
they can get it through the mail too.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys don't check their, like, does their mail get checked?
No, their mail, we try to check every piece of mail that comes through the mail system, but it's going to be.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And that's understandable.
Typically.
So, like, they don't check every piece of mail that comes in? Or
we try to.
Do they not check everything that goes out?
Try to, right?
Try to.
Can you imagine how many inmate,
Potosi has 800, little above 800.
Ooh.
Okay.
So yeah. what is their...
The mail room is literally just like 6 old ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you calling?
Sweetheart.
See,
they're older than you guys.
I would like... I'm too nosy. I wouldn't want to read it all.
I'd have to read it.
I'd be nosy as hell.
Are they allowed to read it?
Yeah, we just can't read the legal mail.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like from lawyers?
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
I'd be kicked back with my story, reading it, getting all up in their business.
All up in their
business. I need to get a job there.
Yeah, there you go.
But they'll get, like, drugs through the mail. K2, synthetic marijuana, comes through mail all the time.
Do they just put it?
It's water soluble. You can spray it on the pages.
No.
Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, some of the stuff that
that's crazy.
Criminals and if they
I don't
took,
know what the fuck K2 is.
If they took that knowledge and used it for
on the
good,
outside,
oh my God, you could do so much.
They need to go show the government how to do all this.
Okay, we're going off on a tangent there.
So,
but that's crazy. So they are getting stuff in then.
Yeah, I bet. I have no doubt.
Would you say, like, drugs is a...
Oh, K2 is our biggest problem in prison.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happens when you do K2? I don't
isn't
know.
Isn't K2 like weed?
I don't know.
It's synthetic weed, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It's like synthetic weed.
But
I
it mean. Can... It can fuck your world up, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll go on like week long highs.
Oh,
where
Lord.
You're playing with your shit.
And then now you got these guys stuck in cells doing that, which I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that could be super dangerous then.
Yeah. So what is their housing like? Like, what do they like?
Did we tell them it's literally just gonna be us talking the whole time like this because we're interested? Okay.
Right. So like, I guess my thing is like, okay, so you said it's min and max. Like, there's medium. Yeah. So like, what is the housing for each kind of like, just briefly?
So Potosi has 6 housing units, used to be 7, but they closed the minimum security down. There's the work release guys, MSUs.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have that due to COVID. But one house is deep seg, which goes where like your staff assaulters and your people who try to escape, and that's single man cells. And then 2 house, which is ad seg, is your petty violations, but your violations like fights, drugs, stuff like that. Not your serious stuff to where they, they're not a hazard. But we have 3 wings and 2 house. There is 2 wings where they're double man cells, and then 1 wing where they're just single man cells. And then 3 house it's a step up program to where when you get out of ADSEG, you're put in there to see if you can,
behave.
Yeah. There's 2 wings in there, and it's just regular general population. They come outside for rec, and ADSEG, they don't come outside. Okay. Unless it's either they're going to the rec yard or medical.
I have a question about the 2 man and the 1 man. So obviously, if it's 2 men, it's non-violent. I don't know if that's even... But so 2 men, I'm assuming it would have to be people who are both... Obviously not death row and things of that nature. Why
no,
would you
death
do
row
it?
Gets housed with regular.
What?
Yep. Death row is housed with...
Breaks.
From my understanding, back in the day, there was a huge lawsuit that the death row inmates...
there ain't no fucking
sued
way.
Over mm-hmm. because they were in a housing unit all together.
That's where
and it was just them.
That's what I thought there was like a death row like wing.
No,
type.
They are treated just the same as general population.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't would be bunked with someone, would they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, no.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow. No kidding.
Huh.
Yeah, that just threw me off.
I think we even mentioned that in one of our episodes. We're like, do they house
with someone? I mean, if they're going to house them with another death row. Don't house them with someone that just got caught selling drugs.
There was a camera in here to see all 3 of them, because I can only imagine what mine, but I was looking at both of yours, and we were all like,
Lordy.
Keep in mind, there's only 1 real death row inmate that causes problems.
Really?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And the rest are like in honor housing. It's housing at 5.
They don't give any issues normally?
No. The barber who cuts my hair is a...
No, fuck that.
Is a death row inmate. Yeah.
Really?
No, fuck that. Nope.
Wow.
There ain't no way. Nope. And I tell him he's crazy on breaking places for that shit. There ain't no
way. Wow. But,
way.
I mean... But
he ain't got no care in the world. He know he's gonna get killed later on. So I mean, let's just fuck it all up. What they gonna do? Keep him longer?
What are they gonna do? Keep him?
You're crazy.
Okay.
He does a nice fade.
Shout out to the barber.
Right.
Oh Lord. Oh, that's hilarious.
but anyways, so 3 house is a step up program.
Okay.
And then you go to 4 house. 4 house is a 2-wing housing unit. One side is the SNU unit, special needs unit. It's the guys with below 70 IQ. That's where they go. It's a program throughout the state. They'll go to, they'll come to us.
Is there quite a few?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not full, but I think there's like 30, 40.
Okay. Because I'm like, them are the ones that you actually, wonder, okay, are they kind of, should they really be in there with mental capacity and... That I think I would be interested in.
And
that
there's that's all single men. They can't sell together.
They can't what?
They don't sell together. They're just the single man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you go to the other side of Four House, and that's the PC wing, where people who, you know, they snitch for gangs or just need very extensive PC needs.
Okay, explain what PC needs
are. Oh, I'm sorry, protective custody.
That's where the rats are.
You filthy rat. Okay. Yeah. So then, and then you said there was five. So is there one
six.
More? Oh, there's six?
Six House is, it's kind of like an honor housing unit. It's a step-up program from Three House. That's where you go, you get a little more privileges. You're on the other side of the camp. You're on the ADSEC side.
Okay.
I mainly don't get any problems out of that housing unit, to be quite honest. Then Five House is literally just the honor house. You guys who have, like, two violations the whole time they've been there. You gotta be violation free for over a year.
So they just get, it's more
so they
lax.
Get like more yeah. privileges. Yeah.
It's pretty much a retirement home.
Really? Oh, okay. Like yeah. they have TV, they got free range. Yeah. That's cool though.
Okay. It's just all old guys pretty much.
Okay. What would you say like a typical day for, like pick an inmate and just, not like a specific, but like a stage of an inmate, and what would their typical day be like?
Well, ADSEG inmates, like I said, they stay in their cells pretty much 24 hours a day. Besides if they come out for rec, they get rec 3 days, 3 days a week. You have to have no like staff assaults in the past how many days to go outside for rec. You can't be on disciplinary segregation, and you go outside for an hour and just a little rec yard. And
so
then,
do you get to go out there with the other inmates, or is it like just like
the
a
only
cage?
Time they go out there together is if they're cellies?
Wow, really? Yeah. So even though you get an hour out, you're still alone.
Yeah. Talking to that bird that's flying
no
over your head.
No kidding.
Oh my lord.
I mean, that nuts. Has to play. That has to play.
But that, but that's. I mean,
they're
yeah,
a person for a reason.
No, but I mean, if they get put there, it's because they did something.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's their choice.
You're right.
That
so
they're
that's
there.
Like the whole, is there a such thing as
that
a
is the whole. I'd say is the whole.
Okay.
But they get fed. They're waking up about 5. They usually wake up about 5, 6. Breakfast comes around 6 o'clock. And then pretty much they're hanging out in their cell unless they're going out to a medical appointment or ADSEG committee or PC committee.
Wow. That's crazy.
And do they have a bedtime?
No. There's some nights where it's rocking and rolling all day long.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That was my next question. Like, so what is it, like, what is it typically, like, a good day versus a bad day?
A good day is no problems. A bad day is me getting hit in the head with handcuffs.
Right.
All
right. Well,
but they really,
yeah, or headbutt.
Which is more frequently?
Really can, I mean, it can vary that, yeah. that yeah. extreme, though.
What is more frequent, like what she said?
Good days are bad.
Honestly, we have good spells and we have bad spells.
Yeah.
When I first got there, it was rocking and rolling all day long. We always had problems. But recently it's been, well, not recently, but for four months it was laid back.
Yeah.
I came in, did my job, had no issue.
Yeah.
It's starting to pick up again.
I wonder,
do you think the
cycle, like moon cycle?
Oh my God,
I was because like, you know, in the nursing home or the medical field, you know, if there's a full moon,
yeah,
it's rocking and rolling up in the motherfuckers.
I wonder if it is.
Is it like that at prison?
I wouldn't say a full moon, but you use the word quiet and shit usually pops off.
Yeah, you never say
never say
it's been quiet or they've all
been
good.
Or it's been a good night.
Right, you don't say that in the medical field. So, you know.
So, okay, I just have a few more. Story wants to know, do prisoners get a final meal option? Or do death row prisoners?
There we go.
I'm not 100% sure about Missouri. It's my first time actually working at a camp where there's death row inmates. I know we have, I think he's still on death watch right now. Guy about to be executed. I think it's in October. Wasn't it when you looked it up?
Yes, it's October.
And he's in one house. He all by himself, so nothing happens.
Wow.
He does get, like, he has a TV in his cell. He can go use the phone anytime he wants.
Wow.
But he's all, like, he's just by himself.
Yes.
I mean, wow. Man, knowing that it's coming up, too, like, ooh, mm-hmm. you better get right with whoever you need to get right.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Whoever you pray to. So Adam wants to know, what's the craziest thing you found in, like, a shakedown?
Oh, I got lots of questions about stuff like that.
my second or third week there, I found, like, a 6-inch shank. And you didn't really find those at Farmington. I found one at Farmington. It was made out of a coat hanger. This one was like made, like, it looked actually decent.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, do you guys find, like, mostly, like, drug contraband and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, K2, we find that nonstop.
That's crazy.
With other drugs, we had a spell where there was fentanyl in there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Fentanyl, we found heroin not too long ago.
Wow. And it just makes you wonder, how the hell are they getting...
Well,
like I said, there's only really two ways. It's either... with heroin and fentanyl, there's only two ways. It's either coming through visiting, which visiting just did start up not too long ago, or staff.
Oh, because of COVID. Yeah, it wasn't no visiting.
Yeah.
Or staff's bringing it in. I
have a question about with COVID.
Staff, yeah, because I always see that on TV, like... the staff and stuff. Like, that was another thing I was like, I don't want to ask a staff member, but like, is there people that do that? Like,
yes,
it's real life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's crazy.
Okay, so with the COVID thing, since we're kind of on there, obviously you said short staff. That's why you and four people went to Farmington or
Bonterra.
Okay, so with the COVID thing, does that cause the prisoners not to be able to get out of their cell because they have to separate? How does that work?
At first.
I mean, this is new. It's a pandemic. I'm sure they're winging it too, right?
Right.
Yeah. So when it first started, I was at Farmington. And the night that we had the first COVID case, all hell broke loose.
I bet.
It,
because, I mean, it could sweep through something.
I called
like
you
that
night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Mom, we got COVID here.
Right. He was like almost in tears.
Well, yeah.
I wasn't because, in tears, I mean, but I was freaking out.
I was freaking out. I mean, you know, because it was, you know.
I mean,
I didn't know what was going on.
They're on top of it. I mean, that could spread
and
through.
And in Farmington,
like...
isn't Farmington different than, like, the setup? It's different than Potosi?
Yeah, there's, like, 2,000 inmates. And at that time, we had the open bay housing units.
Right.
Like, I worked in the drug treatment center at Farmington. And that's literally.
Like, big old rooms with that.
It's a huge, like, a wide hallway with bunks.
Oh,
you know, like in a barracks, like there would be in like a it's like that.
Wow. So you're talking it could. Whew.
And that's
it could have freaking
40 to 60 guys in the same hallway together.
That could have been bad.
But then we had 30 House, which is the work release house. They'd like work laundry or outside workers, and that's where it all started at. Originally, it was 30
House.
Because
they were outside. Yep.
And they COVID started in there. And that night, it was we're moving them to a quarantine wing, and it's. Like I said, all hell broke loose.
Yeah, just
chaos. So now, with being short staff, how does that impact the prisoners, though? Like,
well, Farmington wasn't short staffed.
Okay.
Everyone wants to work at Farmington because you have no problems there.
Okay. Okay.
So,
that's the good boys.
I was gonna say,
they're the good kids.
But so, if you are short staffed, though, what does that change for the prisoners? Lockdown?
Depending on how bad the staffing gets. The institution will be locked down to where no one's coming out of their cells, depending on if, either they might go to the chow hall, they might not, depending on the staffing. They don't really like to brown bag guys because they cost a lot of money and
not
a lot of time.
What brown bag
is.
Oh,
okay. They get like a sandwich and then a pastry item, a dessert, fruit. And
then they have to like physically deliver it
to
everybody.
Yes, you go to each cell and you drop it off.
Oh, wow.
Well, and to me, I feel like that would be more time consuming if we're short staffed.
Yeah.
Like,
because then it's all hands on deck making sandwiches.
Yeah, but then
you got to think, you know, they don't need the people, the COs out in the chow hall watching. They can just make a sandwich, throw it through the chuck hole, whatever they call it.
Now, okay, so circling back to when you were talking about the rehabilitations and the drugs and everything with the prisoners, do they get Trenton had asked, do the prisoners get drug tested?
Yes. So monthly we do a UA test, urinalysis test on the inmates.
On all of them?
We try to get a whole housing done each month.
Wow.
Now with being short staffed, that's kind of hard to do. Night shift does that, so it's overnight, so I don't know if we're getting it done or not.
Yeah.
But
that's a hell of a job right there though,
right.
Too. Then every month, you know, 800, that's
not the only issue is the thing with their biggest drug in prison is K2, and we don't test for that. You have to send a separate panel out. You do a full 12 panel. I think we only do an 8 or 9.
Okay. So like, is there anything crazy that people have done to avoid like a drug test or
so while working
is it
at
a piss test or a blood test?
It's a piss test. So while working at Farmington Treatment Center, which is the drug treatment center, we watched a guy swallow piss after talking to a CO. on camera. And then he popped hot for meth.
Oh, well, that's why he was doing it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So, like, he peed and then swallowed it?
No, someone else peed for him. And he swallowed another dude's piss.
Oh.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Wow.
Trenton asked. He was like, I want to know if there's, like, any crazy stories. So I'm definitely, I can't wait to tell him that.
Right. No, make him listen.
I know. There you go. That's right.
All right, so my questions are, what types of jobs do they have outside of prison?
So at Potosi, what do you mean by outside? Like, are jobs inside and outside, or, like, outside the walls?
Outside the walls.
So Potosi no longer has
outside
workers.
Okay, what about Farmington?
Farmington, so they have the laundry workers who go with the truck drivers to the hospitals and wherever they do laundry at. I don't know if they still have their laundry contracts or not. I haven't been there in 9 months. But, they do the laundry for, like, all the hospitals in St. Louis, a lot of nursing homes.
I wonder if that's the case all over.
No.
No, okay.
No. Farmington, and I think it's, I don't know if it's Moberly or not.
But
maybe it's
only
Fulton.
A couple places.
There's only,
that.
Like, two places to actually have a laundry facility ran by MVE, which is Missouri Vocational Enterprises.
Okay.
And so those guys go out with the truck drivers. They push the carts into the back of the semis. And then we have, like, worker crews where we'll give them out to, like, state and county. And they'll go work on the road or do landscaping.
They're the ones you see picking up the trucks.
Yeah, those are the guys in the state grays.
Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Right. With the
on
white
the side
van.
Of the high. Yeah.
Yep.
With the Johnny on the spot on the
yeah.
truck.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are minimum security.
Quite often.
Level ones.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay, so.
But they also do, like, the upkeep of, like, the outside of the prison. Like, they'll cut the grass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Potosi gets a couple guys from Bon Terre. Each morning, maintenance goes and grabs them. And they come back, and they do, like, the...
Well, that's weird. Why don't they just have their Potosi inmates do it instead of...
Because we have level 5 inmates.
Oh, there you
we
go.
Have more level 5s than we do.
We forgot the bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to let them out.
The bad boys.
Okay, so
but
this
you
is...
know what, though? That's smart. Why are we not using... prisoners in there that maybe were an electrician or to help
clean
our prisons up.
We have plumbers that are inmate plumbers.
I was going to say, don't they have, like, at one prison, like, you know, the inmates are building the new prison or
that's
something like that?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, why not?
Yeah. Like, when Bon Terre was being built, they had inmates there working and living at the prison.
It gives them a purpose and it's free labor. I mean,
it's not free.
I mean, it's not free.
Like, what, a dollar a day?
I don't know what the... I don't know what the paying jobs is for the construction crews, the outside crews. I know laundry at Farmington's like 70 cents something in there a day. Or an hour. I think it's an hour.
Wow.
But it's not high, but then again, they don't have bills.
Right.
The only thing they're buying is canteen, and that's snack foods.
And ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my, like, I have to know, and you may not know the answer for this one, but can a civilian... be a witness of an execution?
From my understanding, you can sign up to be a state witness. I don't know how that works. I don't know where you sign up, but I know I have a buddy who said something about it.
Oh, fuck. I'm on that.
No.
But you have to be picked, from my understanding.
Look, I'd write an essay or something.
Why? No.
Okay, so this may be another one that you don't know, but do prisoners have to be present during their sentencing?
Oh, yeah, we take them to court.
Okay.
Or we'll do video court where there's a court, like a courtroom at Potosi.
Okay, so then that takes
so
where a judge might come in.
So they have to be
there.
Okay.
A judge might come in, or they, like, we'll put a camera in front of them, and they'll be sentenced then.
So then that takes me to my next question. Do you guys have to take them to court?
Yeah, there's a transportation officers.
And then you already answered my new death row inmates bunk with someone.
Yeah, that still blows my mind.
Okay, are there different divisions in the prison for inmates, which you pretty much answered that one also.
Yeah, there's level ones, level twos, level threes, and level fives.
What? Did I forget about number four?
I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay, so are there any, like, different positions for a CO, like CO1, CO2?
Yeah, so you start out as a CO1. Correction officer 1, then you go to a CO2, which is a correction sergeant.
Okay.
And then after that, you go to lieutenant, and then captain. And then after that, if you promote any further, you go major.
Oh, wow.
Major goes to deputy warden or whichever one.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And they all, like...
It's a chain of command.
Yeah, and they all work within the prison,
yeah.
Correct? Okay. So, like, what would... what would be like a mid-range, like you said, C1, C2, CO1, CO12, what would be like a mid-range responsibility versus like a higher responsibility?
So like I'm lowest on the totem pole.
Okay.
And then a major is over everybody. So he's over a captain, he's over a lieutenant, he's over a sergeant. A sergeant's over CO1s, a lieutenant's over sergeants, captain's over lieutenants. So it's pretty much...
It's almost, I mean, it's just like army rank.
Kind it's a ranking.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's just like a ranking.
Okay.
Like,
and just like all law enforcement, it's based off military ranking.
Okay.
So my last question is, what do the inmates have access to inside the prison? Like, you know, phone, cable, internet, library.
So they have a phone. It's by Securus phones. You buy time, or your family buys time, phone time. And they get tablets. Every inmate's issued a tablet. You can use it to send emails.
So do they have to earn these privileges?
If you're not in the hole, you have a tablet.
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And like, in some camps...
They have access to it at all times?
Yeah. At some camps, they have a tablet in the hole.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
So
they have internet?
It's literally all you can do is just email. You can buy games.
Okay.
Like games we have on the streets. You can buy those games, like Temple Runner.
What? So they literally sit there all day and could just play...
Yeah, my worker.
Candy Crush.
Yeah. Candy Crush, yeah.
Wow.
So, okay, so you say it's only... The internet is only email. But Carmen, he got a damn dating thingy on a website.
People on the outside set it up for him. Those Facebook groups like... Convict pen pal.
Yeah, there's like a pen pal.
Yeah, it's people on the outside setting those up for the offenders.
Yeah, the message of I'm in prison. I don't need money. I have my own. I just am looking to chat. And I'm like, because that's the way you start a chat message. Right. I'm in prison.
Right.
And you'll be surprised how many different people they talk to just through that.
How
many girlfriends they have.
Love After Lockup, y'all. They don't fuck around when it comes to women. They got tons of them on the side.
Yeah.
And them girls that do that show just silly.
Wow.
There's some guys who don't even work. They just get people on the outside just to pay, give them money.
I mean, that's how you ball, I guess.
Well, like I said, if they were to use the hustle that they put into crime and stuff.
Prison is all about hustle. You'll have guys do like laundry and get paid to do laundry through canteen. Or you'll have guys that... clean dishes. That was a big thing in drug treatment. We had a guy that washed everyone's dishes once a night.
Just to get money?
Just to get money.
Wow.
Okay, so real quick, I have one more other question.
Okay.
What can you buy off from canteen?
So a lot of honey buns, ramen noodles. We got pickles on there, like the bagged pickles.
Oh, them are good. Them oat snap.
condiments.
So they have to buy their condiments too?
Yes.
Really?
So, like, you have to bring your own ketchup to a chow hall.
Yeah, you're allowed to bring one ketchup, or like one condiment to the chow hall.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then they just keep all this in their cells?
Yes. And then, like, there's other foods on there. You can buy, like, donut sticks, cookies, chips.
Can Do you buy, like, cigarettes?
No cigarettes. So, anymore. 2016 or 17, Missouri banned all tobacco products inside the institution.
So, can they have caffeine?
Yeah, like coffee.
Oh, I'm sure it's coffee.
It's like off-brand Mountain Dew they can buy off there, too.
Can they buy, like, underwear and stuff like that? Or is that just, you know, given to them?
So they can buy thermal bottoms. A lot of those guys just cut the legs off and use them as underwear. But they're issued state clothes. If they're grandfathered in, they can buy, like, you'll see guys in there with, like, Nike or Hanes underwear. And if they worked in laundry at Farmington, they're sneaking out clothes they find through the laundry. Like, I found a Under Armour polo, brand new Under Armour polo during a sale search.
You're like, I can't get that. Yeah.
Like, they can buy hoodies, sweaters, jackets. They're given a state-issued coat.
So, like, how much is it marked up? A package of Twinkies for two Twinkies is, like, you know, $1.98.
It's damn near the price on the outside.
It's the same price?
Damn near.
Wow.
If not the same.
It's so crazy to me. They have to, like, buy their condiments.
Yeah, I would think it should be more expensive.
Well, all their
They're
kids
also getting 70 cents an hour.
Right. They don't really.
I don't care. Don't put yourself in that situation. Y'all know. Don't.
Heather is ruthless. There is no like.
The canteen fund is just for the inmates. Missouri makes no money off of that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So where's the fund go?
It goes towards like their activities. Each prison has like their own TV station, where you'll see Netflix movies on there, brand new movies that just came out.
Oh wow!
Fuck all that.
I know, it's like crazy that they have.
I mean, can I get to my question? We might as well just go to jail. I got one. I need to get to my question. What is
something crazy you've seen them make off of the food that they get?
Oh god!
Like oh hell, fudge.
Huh?
They make fudge.
How?
With all the candy. And peanut butter. I make taffy.
How do they cook
goodness.
It?
Microwave.
They have microwaves too?
Yeah, every housing unit has like two microwaves a wing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they could buy their own.
No. They can buy crock pots. Well, at least they could. I think they're. I can't remember if you can buy them now or not. I work ADSEG, so they have none of this.
Okay, they don't get these options.
They mainly get stationary products and clothes.
Okay.
And hygiene.
Do they have to buy their own stamps?
Yeah.
Are they 55 cents?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're forever stamps.
She's like, page one. I love Heather. All right, let's do some of yours. What you got?
I want to know what causes a shakedown and what type of things are found. Why do you have to go in and shake their room?
So per policy, we have to search your housing unit once a month every cell.
Every cell once a month. Okay.
So, and then... I can have any reason to go search a cell if I have probable cause.
Okay.
Or just suspicion.
Okay.
If they come out that
just
cell.
Just acting kind of weird.
If they come out that cell and ADSEG, we search that cell. If they're both out the cell, we go in and search just to get it out of the way.
Wow.
So.
Where do they go when you get to search? Do they like really like how it is on TV? They have to stand outside their room with like their arms, you know?
No, we have security benches, which are you sit on the bench and you're cuffed to the bench.
Oh, okay.
That's how I got headbutted.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, shit.
Slammed his head back, hit me in the forehead. I got a concussion.
Wow.
I worked for like an hour and realized, shit's not right.
You're like, wait a minute.
I'm not making any fucking sense.
I'm not sure.
My head's pounding.
I see two of those. I don't think there's two.
Mama got a phone call. Could you please get to the hospital?
And you've gotten, what, two of those phone calls now?
Yes,
uh-huh. Yeah. So, I mean, it's dangerous. I mean,
especially working at a level 5 and working at ADSEG.
Really? The level 5 is more violent.
And it's very stressful for parents.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I've been hysterical right both times.
You said the 6-inch was found. Have you heard stories of them finding anything?
Oh, we found like katanas before, just long, like 2 foot.
What is that?
It's like a huge knife.
Yeah.
So like, how are they making this type of stuff?
They can rip it off their light.
They what?
Each cell has a light.
Okay.
And it's made out of metal so they can't break out the light. But, give enough time and enough patience. I mean, you got nothing but time inside.
Right.
Yeah. So you can
count the tiles.
Exactly. 20 times.
Big thing with them cutting out the shanks is fingernail clippers.
Really?
Yeah. And so in ADSEG, we have to give them fingernail clippers for hygiene. It's like, I can't, once a week or something like that.
They'd be having a podiatrist come in and do that shit. The motherfuckers wouldn't be cutting their nails.
Or you have to sit and do it, and you don't get to leave the table with the clippers.
Right.
Like kids, you can use the scissors, but you can't leave the table.
You gotta sit here.
Yeah.
But so they'll use them to cut out of their light. I mean, there's metal in cells. There's no way we can't have metal in cells. So they'll cut out the light, sharpen that down.
Wow.
Or trays. They're food trays. Their food comes in on.
Is it metal?
No, it's plastic, but you can still cut it.
But don't y'all see that when it's cut? When you take the trays back?
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to. If that doesn't mean, you're feeding over 170 inmates twice a day, trying to get it done as fast as you can.
True.
Are there different types of lockdown? Because I know
we have modified lockdowns, yeah.
What is that?
Where they just don't have rec, they don't go outside. No one goes in the yard.
But you're still, they're still able to be out of their cells.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's
And then,
two
like,
every,
we have controlled movements.
What is that?
Where there is no, like, the tower controls all the movements of the institution.
Oh, like.
And that's what Potosi is. Like, you have to ask the tower to release any inmate or any group of inmates.
So someone different has to open a door?
No, there's no door opening. It's just, like, I'm sending this guy out to the yard. I mean, we do over the radio, like, radio terms, but, Farmington, it's open movement.
they can come and go as they please type?
Not come and go as they please, but like we'll release say housing units together at the same time. Like at Potosi, one wing goes at a time to Chow, and there's only one Chow Hall. Farmington, there's two. That's because Farmington's
so
a bigger
camp. So you
do
let them mingle kind of together at some
point? At Farmington,
point.
They yeah. do, yeah, but not at Potosi.
Okay.
Yeah. You stay with your wing at Potosi.
At all times. Okay, yeah. Prisoner. Okay. So then
like
if you have
with
a beef...
your classroom.
You, right. Well, if you have a beef with that person, I mean, you're living with them. You're going to see them everything you do. Go eat, go... So the fights, I mean, are there tons of...
We don't have that many fights. We haven't had them recently. I mean, we get maybe one every 2 months, or if it's rocking and rolling, like one every week.
And is it just like usually over stupid stuff like
drugs?
My dick's bigger than yours?
No, drugs usually. drugs and money.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I have one question. I'm sorry, Stacey, but I have to ask this.
No, that actually.
So, like, when they're outside cutting the grass, is there like RMCO standing there like with a gun in case they decide they're going to run off?
No, we have a maintenance guy.
And he goes down?
They're minimum security inmates. Oh. Like, I gave one a car, and he drove it to the garage.
Oh.
These are, like, highly trusted inmates. They don't have, they're not violent.
They've proven themselves
to
get there.
Okay. Yeah, it's an honor status to go work in a outside working housing
unit. They're just trying to do their time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Live as normal of a life as they can.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that seems fair.
Right.
I mean, not everybody's a shitty person all the time.
The last two I have is just kind of, I guess, the same. So, like, how do you get into being a CO? Like, are there requirements? What's the salary ranges?
A heartbeat.
What?
We're so low-staffed, it's just, can you read, write, and walk?
Really?
Yeah. You don't have to have a GED anymore.
There really? You go.
You got to be 18. No, 19.
Did
no,
you
I think
just
it's 18
that?
Now.
If you need a job.
Shit. I saw... Side note, totally off track. Fazoli's has a $400 sign-on bonus if you... Fazoli's. That's how hard places
people
are
need,
for
yes.
for people right now.
I mean, corrections the past couple of years has all... Like, past couple of years have been hurting for staff. But when COVID came, everything went downhill even more.
What is, like, starting salary?
$36,000 a year.
Yeah, which is $17.30 an hour.
Okay, and that's for like CO1.
You get 13 scheduled paid holidays per year.
Did you look it up?
Yeah. Heather Googled.
And when awarded, the day after Thanksgiving makes 14.3 weeks of vacation and 3 weeks of personal sick time per year. Vacation increases after 10 and 15 years of experience, 40 hours of bereavement leave following the death of an immediate family member, 3 weeks of paid utility leave for reservists and guardsmen, up to 6 weeks of parental leave following the birth of an adoption or a child, health and vision, dental and life insurance plans available. Once you're an employee, you can refer others and earn $1,000 bonus per referral. Many promotable opportunities are available.
Go get you a job if you need it.
I'm not done. Retirement and pension is available.
Okay, get 401k.
No,
go get you a job.
Low staffing. We're overtime. I mean,
and overtime.
I'm around like 40.
Required overtime.
Really?
Yeah, mandatory overtime. I'm at like 40 grand already.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
But when you read that and stuff, like, okay, so
I'm gonna go give me a job.
Right. I just don't. The $17. I do. You, it's too low.
Yeah.
Law enforcement in general is very underpaid.
Yeah, that's just
and
like
corrections.
Medical is the same way.
Corrections is way underpaid too.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like it's super underpaid. Yep. Like. Super underpaid. That's just been that's crazy to me. Do you guys have anything? I've been watching all the questions and I'm like, I think we bounced around and answered everything. Do you guys have anything else?
That was the last two was the salary for me.
Heather read her little thing. She's like, I'm done. I Googled my work. Okay, so I don't know. Is there anything you want to add, Peyton, that we maybe missed or you think is important?
No, I can't.
We ask a lot of questions, so. But we appreciate. I gotta go buy him some Mexican and margaritas.
That's kind of the only reason why I came.
He's like, when we asked him to come, he's like, well, who's buying my dinner?
I'm like, you're grown, you're buying your own. I'm not doing it. And he's like, I'll do it.
I got you. No, but we really appreciate you coming out and talking to us. just giving us the insight that we all want because we're nosy.
We are nosy.
Like, I mean, we're doing our trip on the 16th because I just want to know. It's fascinating.
I don't care about going on the tour. I just want to talk to the former inmate. Yeah.
Oh, I got one more.
Oh.
Sorry. Have you known anyone that we've done cases on?
Yeah, I know Driscoll.
That's mine.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, I don't know how much you can say or not say. Good guy? Not okay. Wait.
Well, obviously no. he's not a good guy. He's a fucking murderer.
Good prisoner or not?
Can you answer that?
Okay, never mind.
The face said enough.
I'll just say he doesn't give me problems. We have a decent rapport.
Okay.
Okay.
We see eye to eye on a couple things.
Okay.
And I mean, that's fair.
That's all what prison is, just respect and rapport with each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I bet it goes a long way. Like, I'm especially for you guys.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, if,
you'll kill big issues with just respect.
Oh, yeah. Just talking to them. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're all human, no matter what they did.
This is true.
I don't agree. That's fucking monstrous.
Oh.
You want death row for some reason.
It's true.
It's you're not on death row for passing some pot or some heroin. You on death row for a bad reason. So you're not a part of human. No.
Well, we don't have to work with them.
Yeah.
So
right.
I think it's cool that, you know, you can say that because it takes that kind of person to, I feel like, have the respect for mm-hmm. them as a person. Because like you said, it goes a long way. I mean, so, yeah. I don't know. Thanks again, though, for talking to us. I truly appreciate it. I know we all do.
Absolutely.
So, we're just going to end it. What?
You're going to forget my comfy fact, bitch.
I didn't know you were doing one.
Well, we're new to this. It's a tense episode.
It's okay. She didn't realize she needed one until we were halfway to your house.
Shut your pie hole.
Snitch.
Wait, there's a wing for you.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off.
Okay, that was a good one. All right, give it to me. What you got?
Okay. Here, let me get it close. Results from the studies found that about 30% of offenders were rearrested for a new crime and sent to prison again within the first 3 years they were released.
So rehabilitated, maybe not so much.
It don't work.
Maybe not so much.
No, I don't think it works.
I think it's case by case. I do.
Mean, it is less than half, but I don't know if I really believe that all the way.
I don't know.
How many have you seen? Oh, I guess you really wouldn't see him come back.
I've only been there 2 years. So.
Right, so you really wouldn't see him come back.
Do you see many people get released?
Yeah, I mean, we have releases like weekly. Not weekly, but I'd say there's a couple a month.
Hmm. Do you work with anyone who has seen people come in and out and came back?
I'm not sure. That's not usually what we talk about.
It's not something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the shit we talk about is not great either. I mean, COs
have... I'm starting to believe the shit that we see. I mean, I know, but, you know, the shit you see on TV,
it ain't nothing
like what's on the inside.
Nothing.
My first day at Farmington, I walked through and I was shocked. Because, like, it's nothing like you see on TV because it was literally just reminded me of college campus.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fresh out of college, walking through it looked just like college. Like, guys walking around with textbooks. Potosi, that's more about, like, what you're going to see on TV.
Even on the outside, like, you know, when you're watching TV, you see this big old huge building, you know, and all the inmates are in there. Not Farmington. It looks like just a bunch of mansions behind gates. Big old humongous houses.
Farmington also used to be a mental hospital for the state back in the day. So it's like we have old buildings that are old mental hospitals.
But they look like mansions. Big old huge mansions.
I don't know about mansions, but they do look like houses.
I just want to go drive and see that. I haven't even seen that. How have I not seen?
I've been to all three of them. They all three look so different.
When did you go to Bonterre?
I have not seen Farmington's prison, though.
Have you been to Bonterre?
Yeah.
When? Was I with you?
No, we have a friend that lives by
Bonterre. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I actually know somebody who lives across the street.
Yeah. From the prison? Really?
Yeah.
We have a friend that lives across the street from Farmington, and we have a friend that lives across the street from Bonterre.
That would be interesting.
And then, I asked him, I said, do you ever just play music really loud and
help them out?
Give them a night where they can hear me. He's like, I don't know, maybe I should set up a sound system.
No, what's really weird is, you know, we go to this one friend's house quite frequently, you know, that lives, I mean, like, legit, right next to Farmington. You know, here we're all, they're peddling horseshoes and shit like that. You look over, and there's the fucking, you know, they... Well, wow. Didn't you say you looked, you guys...
Oh, yeah, I was walking.
We were playing fucking...
I was taking... Yeah. What?
When we were over at the friend's house playing
the
barbecue.
Yeah, and I was taking two inmates out to take out the trash, and I saw my mom's car.
Oh, my God.
Like, the other side of the fence and down the street.
Oh, my goodness.
And I called you, and I was like...
Yeah. Hey, what the fuck are you doing over there? I'm like, playing horseshoes? No, we were playing whatever that bad game is.
Cornhole.
Cornhole, that's it.
Yeah.
That's yeah, we've been having a big old huge company barbecue over there, and... There's Peyton with...
Yeah, no one brought me fucking food either. That was cool.
Across the street.
You literally could have threw it over the fence.
Right.
Oh, okay. Lord have mercy. Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap it up today. Again, 10th episode. We appreciate everyone, everything. We appreciate Peyton being here with us today. We definitely wanted to keep it lighthearted. It was nice not having to do a whole lot of research today.
Right.
But again, check us out at www.murdershowsandcomfyclothes, on Facebook at Murder Shows and Comfy Clothes on Loco. We have our merch up on both. So, you know, get you some shit. Also, again, we are now on Spotify.
Woohoo!
Hopefully we can expand on that soon as well onto other platforms and get some more listens and some more people out there. I don't think I got anything else. What you got?
Stacy has to do her last...
I get to say
she
it.
She gets
okay.
to say it. Oh, we don't last, get to say it.
Her last sound off.
It may not be my last.
No, this is your last sound off. Next time you'll be a visitor. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Next time she'll be a visitor. Bitches, I'll never be a visitor.
Bitch, come on. I want to go eat Mexican.
All right. So I guess we're going to do it, ladies.
Get close to the mic.
This has been a blast. I'll see you guys
later.
I'm
going to
cry. Stay comfy and don't get murdered.